And we left last week out just after the shepherds had come to visit Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. They had been directed by some angels while they were out in the field looking after their sheep. Oh, and for anyone who missed the first couple of weeks, Jesus is the incarnation of God on earth, which Mary and Joseph had been charged with protecting and bringing into the world. The story of these characters have been our main focus, and we need actors each week to portray them. So let us look at this story. Today we'll also be using wise men, or wise women in today's world. Maybe this is something like Ghostbusters or Elementary or Doctor Who or in Ocean's 8. These are our wise people, and sometimes they called magi, or astrologers, or even astronomers. But they studied the stars, and they had noticed a new star in the heavens, and set out on a journey to find where it led. They traveled very, very long distances, which might be represented now by slowly wandering around our space in search of the king. They believed the star was representing. At one point, they went and saw King Herod, thinking that maybe the king they were looking for was connected to him somehow, which would make sense. Only to have a super awkward encounter when they discovered the king represented in the heavens had nothing to do with the reigning, existing King Herod. They sparked Herod's interest and jealousy over who this new king might be. But the Magi didn't let this slow them down too much. They just knew they needed to return home a different way to stay away from King Herod. So they are on this journey guided by that star. Oh, and there's a star. It settles over the manger scene. The Magi followed the star until it stopped over the very special spot. And entering, they found Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Seeing Jesus with his mother, they knelt to pay him homage and presented him with gifts worthy of a king: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is where our story ends. But the story and these people went on to change the world as they knew it, and as we know it. That is why each year at this time we remember the story and celebrate the birth of Christ.